I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for St. Mary's at BYU on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. A ridiculously huge college basketball day on Saturday wraps up with a game worth watching in the West Coast Conference as St. Mary's makes the trip to Provo to visit BYU. The game tips off at 10 p.m. Eastern and will be on ESPN2. When you think of the WCC, you probably think of Gonzaga, but it's St. Mary's at the top of the league right now with an 18-4 overall record and a 7-0 mark in conference play. They've won 9 straight games, which is the 4th longest active streak in Division 1, and it's their longest since they won 19 in a row from December of 2017 through the following February. Ken Pomeroy really loves them and has them as the number 7 team in the country. They're also number 6 in the NCAA's net rankings, but they're only number 22 in the AP poll, where they're ranked this week for the first time all season. St. Mary's is one of the nation's highest-rated defensive teams, and they're the best team in the country at keeping their opponents off the offensive glass. That could be at least in part because they've played some games against weaker opponents, but their schedule also ranks 79th in the nation, so it's not that bad. Your opinion on that schedule may vary, as they've only played one Power 6 opponent and lost to Washington. When they have the ball, guard Aiden Mahaney doesn't always start, but he does always score, and at 43%, he's one of the nation's best three-point shooters. They're headed to Provo to face BYU in one of the sport's most underrated venues. The Cougars are 14-9 this season and 4-4 in the WCC, and they're probably at least a little disappointed in both of those records. Last weekend, they went to Santa Clara and San Francisco and lost both those games. They've lost 4 of their last 6, but 3 of those losses have come on the road. BYU's calling card is their defense, and they're an interesting matchup for St. Mary's, at least in part because they do similar things well. While St. Mary's is the best defensive rebounding team in the country, BYU is the 9th best. On offense, they're not a good shooting team from outside, but they'll nonetheless try it a lot, and sometimes the friendly rims at home can do remarkable things in a big game like this. In a league where most of the facilities hold between 4,000 and 6,000 fans, BYU's games at the Marriott Center hold almost 19,000, and they might fill it up for a big game like this one. When you combine that with the added altitude in Provo, this is a really tough place to play, and even a BYU team that's not quite as good as they've been recently is capable of taking advantage on the right day. Just ask Gonzaga, who had to bite, scratch, and claw their way to a 75-74 win there 2 weeks ago. That's our on-the-court preview for St. Mary's at BYU on Saturday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hey guys, Ryan Stone here with you. Late night action out on the West Coast with number 22 St. Mary's on the road at BYU. Let's take a look at the betting side of things in this matchup. And St. Mary's considered a 7.5-point favorite on the road at BYU with the over-under sitting at 128.5. St. Mary's is 18-4 overall this season. They are also 13-6-2 against the spread. They're 3-0 on the road so far this season. BYU is 14-9 at home. They're 10-11 against the spread, and they are 9-2 at home so far this season. In terms of the betting trends for both of these teams, the under is 5-0 in the Gales' last 5 versus a team with a winning straight-up record. Gales are also 4-0-1 against the spread in their last 5 games overall. Gales are also 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 Saturday games. For BYU, the under is 5-0 in the Cougars' last 5 games versus a team with a winning straight-up record. Over is 5-2 in the Cougars' last 7 games following a straight-up loss. The under, though, is 4-1 for the Cougars in the last 5 home games versus a team with a winning road record. In terms of these two teams matching up, the underdog is 6-2 against the spread in the last 8 meetings, and the road team is 5-2 against the spread in the last 7 meetings, so those two numbers conflict with St. Mary's being on the road. In terms of matchup edge, BYU actually holds 4 of the 7 categories. They are the better offensive team in terms of points per game. However, St. Mary's is the better shooting team, the better defensive team, and they do a better job taking care of the ball so far this season. With this game being on the road at BYU, 7.5 is just too many points to lay for me in this spot, and I think that over-under is about right in this situation. So this game is a stay away for me.